context of Chivutei Shkogos. Right? We have to compare Rupin to Shemos Muklakim, to Yedios Muklakim, to Tamkuyim Muklakim, and also to those Tanaim or Amoraim who seem to think that almost every, practically every Maisa Veira that isn't simply Ribui Shir is Mechalik. And by that I mean Rabbi Eliezer, possibly, one view, Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Beis, Sumchas, we'll get to today soon, Rab Zeira, who we spoke of already in Krisus Daf Pei Beis and Beis. There seem to be a group of people who think that even if you eat Chela V'Chela V'Hela Nechad, that you're Chayiv. Now probably those Tanaim Ramaraim also agree, not probably, clearly they agree that if we're talking about a clear, absolutely clear, Ribui Shir alone, in other words, you eat, two kazaisim of chalev at the same time, as opposed to eating two pieces of chalev, a kazais each, clearly that would just be ribui shir, and that would be one karban. Again, the Gemara has the example. For example, what will happen if you do kitsiras shtei grogoros devasachas? Okay, but kitsiras shtei grogoros, according to Rabbi Eliezer, right? If you in one fell swoop in one pu'ula, k'siras shnei grogros. But the k'siras shnei grogros, the vasachas, is different than k'siras chitim of shnei grogros. Okay, so that's the point. It's clearly, even Rabbi Eliezer, even Rabbi Zeira, even Sumchas, if that's what it's based on, clearly they also believe that ribui shiurim do not generate a separate chatas. But according to them, almost any pe'ula, any separate pe'ula, does. So that's the framework within which we need to look at gufin. You can't just look at gufin in isolation. We need to know, the extremes. What we've seen so far is that within gufin, there seem to be three perspectives that are candidates for some of the others as well. And that is, it breaks up shkogos, it breaks up maisim, or it is broken up by virtue of different mechayim. The most obvious of the three perspectives is the middle one, namely that it breaks up maisim. Here and there we have an echo of the idea that it really breaks up the shkagos, and we'll see further today, but we've already seen a little bit, the possibility that it really, a different goof is a different perspective, dimension to the iser itself. That's what I mean by different mechayim. Not a different shame iser, not a different pasuk, but a different experience of the Iser, which is important, not just to establish the independence, lack of continuity from the previous one, but as a way of establishing it as a different Mechayim. Okay. When we studied Shabbos Kegufin, we saw this very, very clearly. Right, there were some, like the Ran and the Avnezer, who were formulating in terms of breaking up Shkagos. There were others, like the possibly the Rambam and the Gudasezo, father of the Abnezer, who were certainly interpreting in terms of Chiluk Pugulos, and possibly Rashi, by comparing to Katzar B'Tachan, was saying different Mechayim. Okay. So in our analysis, we began to discuss some of the details of Gufin and see what that sheds further light on this problem. So the first thing we looked at was, what type of Shkaga is it dealing with? And we noted that in the Sugis themselves, it's not always clear whether we're dealing with Shigigas Halacha, a form of Omer Mutter, I guess, or at least Omer Mutter Bekai Gavna in this particular case, circumstance, or we're dealing with Shigigas Zehut, making a mistake about the identity of the object, some detail, some factual error. Halachic error or factual error? So explicitly, this is the debate in the Achronim. In the Rishonim, I don't know if it's explicit. But in the Achronim, it certainly is. Again, the Abnezer's father, the Aguda Sezo, says that Shikas Halacha is also effective in Gufin Buchlakin. In other words, if the problem is that you don't know Hilchas Nida, and therefore you're Baal Chamesh Shanidos, so that also constitutes Gufin. How can that be? After all, there's no multiple Shkagos. The answer is he's Lashitaso. He doesn't believe in multiple Shkogos anyway. He thinks the only time there ever is a factor of multiple Shkogos per se may be in Hilchos Shabbos because of a special Xeris HaKasuv, but even that is debatable. So we shouldn't be surprised if he thinks that Gufin, and this is part of the presentation, that gufin don't require shgogos, and therefore gufin can apply to halachic shgogos as well. The Avnei Nezer, his son, disagrees and says that it's necessary to have different shgogos, and therefore it's necessary to have gufin only in cases where there's an identity error of some sort, a factual error of some sort. Aye, what will you do with tinek shenishba and dam and chelav and all that? So that we've explained many times, either that too constitutes multiple shkogos al pidin, right, because of the categories, or there really are two dinim or a combination of two dinim. It could be that when it comes to gufin, you need multiple shkogos. When it comes to shemos nifradim, maybe there are two mechaidim. Either separate shemos or separate shkogos will be mechaidim. That's not so strange. Two tracks to say either. So either of those will get the Avnei Nezer out of the problems of Tinek Shenishba, Dam, Chelev, and so on. In addition to that, I mentioned yesterday that the Rabbeinu Gershom seems to explain the Shivcha Charufa case as a halachic shkaga, but I already also noted that that might be different because Shivcha Charufa is unique in that it's Mezid is Keshogeg. So the factor of splitting shkagos is not so much a factor in Shivcha Charufa, probably. We'll see one possible exception in a couple minutes. Therefore, if the only place where you have a clear you have clear evidence in the Rishonim that there may be halachic shkogos even for Gufin, if it's going to be only be in Shivcha Charufa, it's not going to be a strong piece of evidence. There's a third sheet too on this issue, also in the Achronim, in the Chidushim of Rabbi Moshe Kazis, which was on in the beginning of Kol Gadol. It's one of those svarim that was put out by Machon Yerushalayim some years ago. They put out his Chidushim on a number of Masechtas. I happened to leaf through it once on the beginning of Kol Gadol. So he has an interesting compromise. Doesn't mention the other Shitas, but he says that Gufin Muchlokin will apply in the case of Shigas Halacha, with the exception of Tinok Shenishba. Very interesting. A lot of things that we've done already, very interesting. In other words, if it's Tinok Shenishba, then you wouldn't say Gufin Mechlakin. If it's some other halachic shkaga, I guess it's not Akiras Kol Gufo, only Akiras Miktsaso, and it's not that you don't know the whole category, but you... it's not actually clear whether there's a distinction between not knowing the whole category and not knowing a halachic detail, which causes you to err, of course, in that category. Or what he's saying is that Tinek Shenishba, more generally, is different. It's hard to know where to draw the line. But that, of course, is very interesting. In terms of a chiyuv to know the possibility of splitting shkagos on the basis of gufin, that kind of distinction makes sense for the reasons that we've already discussed. In any case, the type of shkaga that works in gufin is important. Okay, that's number one. The next point is to look at the source of gufin buchlakin and whether you need a source, both. What is a source and where do you need the source? Alan, do you need a source? Do you have a source? Once you have one source, do you need more sources? What's the...
The source is
correct. And Shivcha Charufa, the Gemara seems to require an additional source, right? Where's the first source?
By Isha, by
Nida. Yeah. So by the Sug increases that base, I'm good. Base, right, the Gemara says that, this is the Choros. Well, what is the Makar, do you remember?
The
El Isha Benidas Tumasa. Lota Karev. Right? The El Isha Benidas Tumasa Lota Karev. Mechalek Minole. Nafkalemi the El Isha Benidas Tumasa Lota Karev. Mechalek I'll call Isha the Isha. That's the makar that the Gemara quotes in Croesus and Af Beis Amud Beis. Okay. Sorry?
Is it
a Gemara for Shimon? No. We're talking about Ishanida. El Isha ben Nidas Tumasa, not the Karev. We're Chalek of Kol Isha v'Isha. That's the Makar for Gupta.
What is it we're using to say that you're high if you're born all the
16 Arayos? That's part of the discussion in the Gemara. Then they had Rabbanan, how will the Rabbanan learn, how the Chachamim learn it. But this is the Makar. This is the Makar for multiple Isha Nidas, the Helem Achas, which is one Shem Yisur, but Gupta Machlokin, this ends up being the Makar. But the Gemara on Tess Amud Aleph, as Alan just noted, has a very strange shock of the Torah. Yeah? Do you have it with you, Alan? Go ahead. Habal, can we...
Habal, from the Shifra, so we'll tell Nachas, and now, Chayav, and 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 Chayav,
so right before we get to there, so the Gemara has already established on that base that when it comes to Isha Nida, multiple gufin is Mechayim. So it's a strange that the Gemara would even raise the question, Habal Chamesh Shivchos Karufos Mehelamachas Mahu. Right? But the more resistance there seems to be, the stranger it is. So the Gemara's continuation, Maishna, go ahead, Mechamesh Alamos.
Maishna Mechamesh Alam Shivchos. Ain Shivchos Gufin Mechos. Ain Shivchos Gufin Mechos.
Yeah. So again, it's just a very, almost like an awkward reading Gemara. But I don't think it really is an awkward reading Gemara. I think it's a very, you know, lumdishly written Gemara. Basically, what is the Gemara saying? I mean, if it was a practical question, it would be awkward because, well, we know Maishna Mechamesh Alamos. Right? In one case, it's different Gufin, and in the other case, it's Guf Echad. That's what the Gemara answers. But even when the Gemara answers it, it answers it, right, in a double form. Ein Shivchachas Gufin Mechlokin. Hey Shivchachas Gufin Mechlokin. What do you mean? We understand after the first half of the sentence. Hey, Shivchos Gufin Mechlokin is apparently redundant. Okay. And then it continues. Go ahead, Alan.
And you know, in the Gavi Shivchos Gufin Mechlokin, I'm a lot of Amos Kaperas, Visho, Chalik, Hakolisha, Visho.
Yeah, Gufin Mechlokin, the Nida Makar that we mentioned before. Go ahead. Right, so one would have expected, Alan.
One would have expected that Shivchos would be included in.
Yeah, that you just have to quote Gabi Arayus, Isha Makalik, I'll call Isha the Isha, and that's enough. Why do you have to add Gabi Shivkanami to have a parallel pasuk? Why not just say it's included in the, under the rubric of General Gufa Mechalkin? Instead, we're told Asha Yishka v'Isha Shivka Zera. There's a separate makar.
V'Yishivka.
Yeah, that's the end of the Gemara, two dots. So that's strange, and of course it's highlighted by Tosis's question. Right, go ahead.
So came on the half of my inner colleague, I'm a gab to go from the clock. The also in Paragos of the Nor was to be on a file, not in the cheat of the Kayo Gabi Shop or Alpha Shop in the day, you shouldn't go from the clock. I'm a gab to Lakers Pro. The Fan of Common Paragos on the law, the Amish have also key goofing on
it. Yeah. So in the Shabbos Kagufin, so Yan and the Sugya also does Beno, the Gemara takes it as a Dabar Pasha. The Gemara doesn't say, how do you know Gufin Machlokin applies in those cases? And frankly, one would think that you would need more of a makar, and also the Yasmino and Shabbos, than you would for Shifa Karufa, because at least Shifa Karufa could be understood as being under the general heading of Yisurei Bia. And we already know that Yisurei Bia have the halakha of Gufin Mechlokin. Right? So, if anything, if I were, you know, woken up in the middle of the night and asked to choose, you know, which are more similar, also the Yasmino and Shabbos, or for other reasons too, I might add. Or Nida and Shiva Harufa, in terms of Gufin, there's no question that I would have, you know, I would have gone with the equation between Shiva Harufa and Nida. The whole Shabbos is Kagufin, as we noted, is what does it mean Shabbos is Kagufin? Right, it doesn't have the same meaning at all. And also this is also quite peculiar, as we'll see. But as Tosfos notes, no one ever required Exeris HaKasuv there. No one disputes that in Osav Yes V'No there is a concept of Gufin Mechlokin. There is a debate between Sumchas and the Chachamim whether or not if you do one Shechita which generates two Osav Yes V'Nos at the same time, Osav Yes V'Nos or Osav Yes V'No at the same time, then in that situation, whether you'll be chayv two malkios or one, right, that's the sugya in Chulin Daf Pei Beis, and also the sugya here in Krisis. But everybody agrees that if you do it, you know, first the, you know, one generation, and then the next one will certainly be, and then the next one, you know, in other words, you do the father, then you do the child, then you do another child, everybody will seem to agree that that's goof and mechlok and also that's minot. Yeah.
So why should you need a pasuk by Arias?
Well, okay, and that's a good question. That's a good question too. Unless you want to say that that's the makar of everything. I mean, it could be, it's a good question. In other words, maybe you're right. I'm just saying that's already a, you know, that's already a more ambitious question. You know, why do we need a makar even for rice? But certainly one could have understood that you need some makar for Guf and Mechlokin somewhere, and rice apparently is the place. And but in Kvaras Kvar, again, once you have this and it's good enough for Shabbos and also the Ezbeno, why wouldn't it be good enough for another case of Arias? That certainly seems to be a good question. And I say, add to that this whole strange Shakal Vitarya issue. So let's talk about this for just a minute. I don't remember if I gave it to you or not. Did I give you a look at Tosas and Sanhedrin or not? No. Okay. Tosas and Sanhedrin also asked this question. Oh. And then Dalit on the base. The Gemara there talks about Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion, we'll get back to this, that Nirva Lezachar and Nirva Lebehema, Nirva Lezachar, Nirva Lebehema, are Chayev Achas. It's one Iser, Rabbi Shmuel says. The Iser is Loya Kadesh, right? The other Tanaim disagree with him. Rabbi Akiva says Chayiv Shtayim, Chadim Yishum Lo Tishka, V'Chadim Milo Titein Shkotkecha. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, in a Chayiv La Achas, the Chayiv Achas is Midin Lo Yiyah Kadesh. But not only that, but if you actually do this, if you're actually Nirva Mina Zachar and Mina Behema, right, Behelam Echad, whatever you want to call it, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're only Chayiv once, and not twice. That's Rabbi Shmuel's view. So Tosas in Sanhedrin says as follows: Apogav de Beresh Krisus Boy Kro Lechalek Alachoso. Wait a second. No, I'm reading wrong. Dear Maschan, Nirval Zachar, Nirval. That's important. Too, that's a different point. A Nirval Zachar, Nirval Behema. Apogav de Gufos. Muchlakim, right? We're talking about this year. We're talking about not only, you know, gufin muchlakim, but you know, one is an animal, one is a person, and they also seem to be two different types of things. Lo mechayiv Rabbi Shmuel el achas. The gabehei nashim vidos. The perak amru lo. The hei shivchos charufos. The perak dal mechusar kapara. The mechayv al kol achas v'achas. So Tosfos says mishum de darshinan v'isha lechalek al kol isha v'isha v'hi shivcha lechayv al kol shivcha v'shivcha. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin actually takes the perspective opposite of Tosfos in Krisus. Tosfos in Sanhedrin took, except that it might be limited to Rabbi Shmuel, and the question is whether we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. But at least according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that Hanirva Min HaZachar VaHanirva Min HaBehema is Chayiv Achas, that there's no Guf and Mechlokin. So Tosfos explaining why should it be? The answer is because there's no Gzeiras HaKasuv. Meaning the only time that we say Guf and Mechlokin is when there's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, so it would appear according to Tosfos. Except that if that's true, then then Hadra Kusha Luduchta, so what about Shabbos's Kegufin, and what about and what about Osalias Beno? Okay, so we'll try to explain that. Shabbos's Kegufin, I guess, is not so terrible. We can always say that, you know, that's the meaning of the pasuk, namely Shabbosai Tishmor. The Gemara says in Shabbos that, you know, Shmartim is the Shabbos, the Shabbosai Tishmoru, whichever one is which, is to teach you the halacha of Yomim Shabbatayin having to deal with Chalek. But according to the Sugya in Krisus, we might say that it's either or, right? It sounds like it might be either or, according to Chizda. Yom Shemin Atayim might be out if Gufin Mechlokin are in. So then that pasuk could work. And frankly, it's not just that you have an extra pasuk; it's not using you're not using it for Yom Shemin Atayim, so it's available for duty elsewhere. The point is that the pasuk really makes sense to work. Meaning the whole idea of the pasuk is Mechaleha Mosimas or Shemartimas, whichever one. Shmira Lekol Shabbos V'Shabbos. I mean, the whole point is to accent that each Shabbos is a different experience. Good. That's exactly, that works for Yom Shemin Atayim, certainly. Right? But it certainly also works for Shabbos Kegufin. And even if you want to say that one is not mutually exclusive of the other, let's say according to the Rambam. So of all people, the Rambam shouldn't have a problem, because what we noted is that in Perek Hey Halacha Hey, and in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches and Tes, the Rambam anyways merges his treatment both in Nida and in Shabbos of Yomim Shebin Atayim and Shabbos Kegufin and Nidos Kegufin. So according to the Rambam, the idea that the Pasuk that's used in Shabbos on Samech Tesla with Beis to teach you Yom Shebin Atayim is equally effective for Gufin makes great sense. I say Nismara makes great sense because it's the same, if indeed it's not just exerus a pasuk to teach to give a gala a certain halacha, which according to the Ramban's reading of Rashi and Yom Shemin Atayim, that's all it is. Doesn't even tell to teach us something in Hilchos Shabbos. But if it's as we were saying, which is that it's to teach you that Shabbos is both Isur Olam and Isur Zman, then can that have more than one implication? Can it be important for Yom Shemin Atayim and for Shabbos and Kegufin? Absolutely. As for Osov Yes B'no, so we'll get to Osov Yes B'no, but maybe we could say that that there's something about the nature of Osov Yes B'no that makes Gufin Muchlakin particularly obvious. And therefore it's part of its Gzeres HaKasov in a way. It's part of the very halacha of Osov Yes B'no. I'll explain what I mean, Jeremy.
Isn't this the whole point
that what? That there's not. Right, no, I'm not trying to explain Tosus and Croesus. I'm trying to explain Tosus and Croesus' question according to Tosus and Sanhedrin.
They don't have to
satisfy that. Oh, no, it's not only that. They don't agree. I mean, Tosus and Croesus starts off with the assumption, let me say it clearly, maybe more clearly. Tosus and Croesus starts off with the assumption that you should not need a Gzeres HaKasuv at all. No, but beyond what you have in Nida, you shouldn't need a Gzeres HaKasuv. Varaya, there are areas that don't have Gzeres HaKasuv, like Osov Yes B'no and Shabbos, where the halacha of Gufin B'Chlokin applies. That's Tosfos and Croesus. Now, what will Tosfos and Croesus do to explain Shitas Rabbi Yishmael? I don't know. Okay. But Tosfos and Sanhedrin to explain Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, who says that a nirva lezachar v'hanirva lebehema, diskaiv only achas, so you don't say Gufin B'Chlokin, seems to be saying, yeah, the rule is that whenever there's no limud, whenever it's not in the Chabalah Chidusha for Gufin Mechlakin, basically. That's what Tosa says. Now that's the opposite of what Tosa and Croesus would assume. I'm just saying, well, what will Tosa and Croesus do with Rabbi Yishmael? I don't know. What will Tosa and Sanhedrin do with Shabbos Kegufin and with Osov Yes B'no? So I'm just saying, not for Tosa and Croesus, but for Tosa and Sanhedrin, that what they will do is, in Shabbos Kegufin, they'll say, look at the Gzeres HaKasuv and Shabbos on the base. And I'm just trying to make it more palatable. I have no trouble with that at all. I think, you know, if you don't hold Yom Shemin Atayim, certainly you can interpret that way. And even if you do hold Yom Shemin Atayim, you're just using the Rambam as a way of accenting that the two may be two sides of the same coin. And fine. Also, this, but no, I don't really have terrible problems with either, as we'll soon see, because it's part of the bigger phenomenon in Osov Yes B'no. I'll just foreshadow what I'm going to say, but Rabbi Kinegar asks the question. According to the Tosus Rid, right, we have not yet seen, but we will see soon. What does the Tosus Rid say? Dani? In Kedushin, Anzalim? Yeah, so Gufin, excellent. Gufin applies to Balei Chayim that are alive, but not to Balei Chayim that are not alive. And what would not apply to, for example? Cases that the Mishnah and Gemara discuss increases. The halacha. What cases are discussed of Balei Chayim? Mason. Increasing. increases. The dechotz, right? What's the other one? No sar, right? So the point is that according to the Tosfos Rit says that if it's bali chayim, you know, then they're alive. If you rip out the Eber Benachai or the, you know, the dam or the even the chaylev, while the animal's still alive, gufim b'chlak, right? But once the animal's dead, right? There's no problem of gufim b'chlak. Okay. So the Rabbi Kinegar asks several questions. One of the questions that he asks is, well, what do you do with the sugyan also then the noah? And sugya increases, really the sugya chulin, not pei beis, seems to say that everybody agrees that if you have shkitas ha'av, then you have shkitas ha'ben, and then you have shkita another ben, right? Just murdering this whole, this whole animal, this whole animal's a family. Okay? So what's halacha? Every time you do it, pass the in the second generation, you chayiv separately. Also, there's the no. Right? The question is why? We're talking about shechita. A shechita is when the animal's dead. I mean, you kill the animal through the shechita, right? So if you're killing the animal through the shechita, that's bali chayim meisim. Like shechut echotz is. Right? The Mishnah had a discussion about shechut echotz and nosar. And the psak halacha is that shechut echotz and nosar are not gufin mechlakim. So why is also the Yasmino good for Mechlachim? That's a question. And this is a question not only according to Tosfos Rit, maybe it's even a bigger question according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam doesn't seem to have, even the cases of the Tosfos Rit, the Rambam doesn't have the Macholos Hasuros cases of Gufa Mechlachim at all, so it would appear. And yet, it also has Beno, the Rambam in Perek, what is it, Yud Beis? Hilchos Shkita. Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Beis. Hashochet is a paragraph, Gav Shachat, Shnei Banea. Lokesh, Shnei Malkios. Shachat is Banea, Vachakach Shachata, Loke Achas. That's because it's in one, we'll get to that, it's one mice. In other words, first he killed the children, then he went after the father. Okay? So this vicious man, he wiped out this poor animal family, but he did it in an order that would only get him one malchus. We don't pass him like kasachas. Or shachata v'yes bita, v'yes ben bita lo kashayim. If he goes, in the order of generations, he kills the animal father, and then the animal son, and then the animal grandchild, so he's chayiv shayim. But shachata. Yes, Ben, Vita, if he's a clever, mass animal murderer, and he does the father, and then he does the grandchild, right? And then, after that, he goes after the, what used to be the middle of the Chut HaMeshulash, and he wipes out the connecting generation, Achach Chut HaMeshulash. So, Loke Achas, Ben Hu Ben Acher. According to Sumchas, in those two cases, you'll be chayiv shtayim, even though it's one pu'ula, because one pu'ula creates two osav yes benos. Or whether it's the two children first and then the father, or it's the, it's the son after the grandson and the grandfather. So that's a debate, some kusim hacham. But everybody agrees, around the paskins, that osav yes beno, if you do two osav yes benos, two children, then you're chayiv. So Mikinegar says, how come? Isn't that gufin b'chlakin? Aren't we talking about behema? See, according to Tosfos Rit, it's behema, and not just behema, it's behema la'achar misa. And according to the Rambam, simply the fact that it's behema seems to be a problem. Okay, so basically, what I'm trying to show is that osav yes beno already stands out. We'll have to explain why. I'll try to explain that very soon. Suggestion. But osav yes beno stands out, and Shabbos is certainly reasonable, because you have a lima. So it appears, for the moment at least, that the problem of answering the evidence according to Tosfos and Krisos is actually maybe more problematic than answering the evidence for Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Now, with respect to the problem of Tosfos and Krisos, so let me mention one other thing. The Shita Mekubetzes in Krisos on Tazayin and Aleph, Osud Gimel, makes a suggestion. It says, Shiny Rabbi Yishmael. What's different about Rabbi Yishmael? Because really, Rabbi Yishmael is Mechadesh two things. Right? What Rabbi Yishmael was Mechadesh was that a Nirval Zachar, by Nirval Lebehema, is Chayiv Achas, we don't say Guf Mechlakech. But that isn't the first Kiddush of Rabbi Yishmael. The first Kiddush of Rabbi Yishmael is that there aren't two Isurim, there aren't two Shemos. Before you get to the issue of Guf Mechlakech, why not just say, Mishum Behema, Mishum Zachar? The answer is, Rabbi Yishmael was Mechadesh, that Lo Yia Kadesh is the Iser that applies to both. So the Shidduch Kvetza says, since the Torah is Mechadesh, according to Rabbi Yishmael, by putting these two dinim in the same pasuk and so on, that it's one Iser and not two like you would have thought, so too, we don't, just as we're not Mechalek, Shemos, this is where Mechadesh, that there aren't Shemos, so too there aren't Gufin. That's what Shita Mekubetzes' answer to Rabbi Yishmael's problem for Tosfos and Krisos, for I guess anybody who would adopt the position of Tosfos and Krisos. But of course that requires an explanation. What does the fact that there are no Shemos, but we would have anticipated separate Shemos, and there aren't any, why should that influence whether or not there should be separate Gufin? Okay, so I'll get back to that in just a minute, too. Just be patient. Yeah.
We're asking whether Nidalim or Gufin.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing asking if the pasuk can determine that it's not Gufin?
Say again?
Exactly. Yeah. You say there's questions involved in the pasuk.
Can you come and check the answer now?
Yes.
Yeah.
So then, therefore there is no.
So the question I'm asking is that should determine. That there aren't separate Shemos, I understand. But Gufin seems like a physical question. Maybe we have to reevaluate that. I'm saying on the surface, saying we would have anticipated two separate Isurim here, and there aren't any. Therefore, there are not only they're not Shemos Nifradim, but they're also not Gufim Nifradim. But Gufim Nifradim is what Fais says, hey, Yishanidas. What does that do with anything? Good, so there aren't separate Isurim, like we would have thought. But there's still separate maisim, separate gulos. It's a separate physical action. Yef shalaso son shneim kiechad. And they're with two different partners. So we have to figure that out. But we'll just give in a minute. We'll get back to it. Yeah.
Even if we say that gulos blocking is still physical differences, like in egos,
right.
Can you still suggest that it's an aspect of the specific mitzvah, whether, you know, how you look at
right, so that's what we're going to get back to. What you're saying is the Mechayvim possibility. I agree. I think this works well and is a very good raya for the Mechayvim. I'll explain in just a minute, but isn't that what you're saying? I mean, it isn't just to split up the kulos and say whether it's independent or repeat or continuous. You're saying it's a different dimension of the Yisr. Each one is a separate experience of the Yisr. Not just a repeat performance with another person or another thing. Is that what you're trying to say? No. Okay, so then I take it back. Okay, go ahead.
That's a different understanding of what Gufin is.
Yeah.
I'm saying even if Gufin is the same thing, certainly Surya, the fact that there was, you know, five different events matters, and certainly Surya, I would so group that all.
Because in some Surya, we care about different pulos and some we don't, or because sometimes different experiences in context of one Isur may be a repeat performance, and the context of this different Isur is considered to be a different experience of the Isur. And say, that's the question. But we'll get back to it just in a moment. Okay, so basically what we have, though, just to pull back for a moment, in the machlokas between Tosfos, Krisos, plus Shita Mekubetzes, and Tosfos Sanhedrin, what we have is a very interesting argument, whether Gufin requires a kind of Emecha Baal L'chidush, or whether it requires if there is a Kasu, or on the contrary, it is automatic, or not. That's one issue. Let's get back to Shifcha Charufa, and then I'll try to explain this. Yeah. So I said the whole Shaka Makarya in Shivka Harupa is strange. Because it's as if the Gemara didn't know the concept of grouping, but they don't formulate it that way either. And then the redundancy bothers us. Yeah, there is, here there isn't, there isn't, here there is. What's really going on? So I think the answer is in light of what we said yesterday. I mentioned yesterday that Shifa Harupa, as the Mishnah explains, is unique for two reasons. Number one, Asa Nezik Keshogeg, and number two is Yochayev Al Halamos Harbe. I'm sorry, Yochayev Al Maisim Harbe. But that's what the Mishnah tells us, increases on Nav Tes. That's what's unique about Shivcha Harufa. Elo vin al zanim kishkaga, abal Shivcha, that's one. And chamisho vin karban, Elo vin karban echad al averos harbe, abal Shivcha, bios harbe, etc. So the question is, and then the other thing we don't know is that in here, Rabbi Gershon mentions that the shkaga could be a halachic shkaga. So what we said already was that the factor of shkagos is not a factor in Shifcha Harufa. Because even, you're not going to say that even if you said in Kol Torah Kula, that's what's mechalek, karbonos, is the shkagos, right? You're not likely to say that in Shifcha Harufa, because you chayiv karbon for mezid as well. So the role of shkagos in Shifcha Harufa is simply different. Now, if we were to say that gufin break up shkagos, so we'd already understand why the Gemara wants to know whether or not gufin applies to shivcha harufa. Essentially, what the Gemara seems to be asking then is, if gufin is a din in shkaga, so then this should not apply to shivcha harufa. But if gufin is a din in maisim or mechayvim, then what about it? So on the second point, what does it mean when we say that you're chayiv for averos harbe in Shivcha Harufa? So that means also that there's no concept of separate maisim in Shivcha Harufa. All there is the mechayiv that's koveya. So then we can understand the Gemara even better. Even if gufin normally breaks up ulos and maisim, establishing their independence one from the other, but that's not going to help in Shivcha Harufa. So what we really want to know is whether gufin, we want to know two things. We want to know whether gufin is about mechayvim, and we also want to know whether Shivcha Harufa, each shivcha, each experience is considered to be a different mechayiv or not. So then we understand exactly what's going on in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, it appears to be in a clumsy way, but it's not clumsy at all. It's a very meduyak Gemara. The Gemara says, Habok Chamesh Shivchos Harufas Behelamachas Mau, Chayva Kolachas Viachas, or Eno Chayva Lachas Viachas. Says Omele Chayva Kolachas Viachas. Maishno Mechamesh Alamas Beshivchachas. I mean, the Gemara knew. The Gemara didn't know that there's a difference between one person and five people. Oh, the Gemara was saying, so what if there are five people? What's important about five people is different shkagos, or different maisim. And we see from the sugi of halamos, certainly see from the halamos that we don't care about shkagos, possibly we see from halamos that we don't care about maisim either. That's what the Gemara is saying. Maishna mechamesh halamos. They know that there's a difference between gufin, physically, and halamos. But they mean, for the same reason halamos doesn't work, gufin shouldn't work. Do they know about the fact that nida, Your mechalek al kol nida v'nida? Absolutely. They didn't forget the earlier limud. But again, maybe that's because of shkagos, maybe that's because of maisim. Amalei, ein shivka achas, in shivka achas, gufin mechlokin, hey shivka, in shivka achas, gufin mechlokin, hey shivkos, gufin mechlokin. Meaning, you have to repeat it because They're not telling you the fact that there are five people here. Okay, that there wouldn't have been a question to begin with. What they're telling you is that it's Gufan Mechlakin, meaning quote-unquote Gufan Mechlakin. Even though there's no Chiluk Shkagos, and even though there's no Chiluk Meisim, perhaps, it's Alpidin Gufan Mechlakin. So then the Gemara says, Minolan. What do you mean, Minolan, that there are five people here? Of course not. Minolan, that this qualifies as Gufan Mechlakin. And that Gufim Mechlakin is about different Mechayvim, and that there really are different Mechayvim. The answer is, the Gabi Shivka, how do we know Shivka has this concept? Amalei, Lavar Mitzgabi Arayas, what's the Makar and Arayas? Be'isha l'chalek al kol isha v'isha. Well, I would say, what's the Diyuk? They could have said, you know, the El Nida, B'tumasa lo tekarev. What does it say? El Isha Nida. Right, betumas nidas alo tekar. So I think maybe that's what the Gemara is saying. What's the makar and arayas? Not just the limud that it exists, but it's the fact that it says v'isha lechalek al kol isha v'isha. Meaning, the mechayiv is kol isha v'isha. It's not just that it's different shkagos or different meisim. Right? It's that it's isha nid, ein adoma isha nidazu isha nidazu isha nidazu. It's a different tuma, a different experience completely, a different mechayev. And we go that for the word isha. So the shivcha nami ksiv asher yishkaves isha shechvas zera. V'hi shivcha. L'chalik al kol shivcha v'shivcha. It's the same kind of a limud. Namely, to teach you that these are not just, you know, anonymous, fill in the blank, substitute whoever you wish in the timtzis. In other words, the niveles in these cases are not cheftzas. They're gavros, they're mechayvin. So that's why, even in Shivka Karufa, with all the differences, nonetheless, we say Gufan Mechlakin. But do you need a limud for that? Yes. Because without this limud, we would have thought that the halacha in general is a halacha in shkagos, or pulos. Or we would have thought that even if it's in a mechayvin, but how do you know that Shivka Charufa Kolachas V'Yachas is a separate Mechayim, a separate experience. So we need a limud. Shabbos is Kegufin, also the Ezbeno, either we have other indications, or it's the nature of those halachos that we understand that they're different experiences. So I think this would be a good way to explain this whole problem. It's interesting just to note, by the way, that on the other side of it, I mentioned Moshe Kaziz before, so he says, you know, why does the Rambam seem to distinguish between behemos varayos, we'll get to this, and behemos the macholos asuros, or macholos asuros, or behemos and anything else? So he says, also, so based on whether there is or isn't, there is a kasa, like Tosis in Sanhedrin. Okay. But now I think we can also understand some of the other issues. Nirva and yeah. Or it's Megala that's what Gufin is in Kalatakula. One or the other. You could say one or the other, but there could be not Kugula. It's possible. Yeah.
Can I explain why Shifa needs to think there's a custom aside from Isha?
Is that what we're just...
I understand why, according to Tosfos, you don't need the Xeriskasim in those places, but here you do. But why is other Arayos and Shifka?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because other Arayos, you could explain Gufin on the basis of Shkagos or on the basis of Meisim. But here, the only way to explain it is on the basis of Machayim. That's what you need. Even beyond the Makar and Arayos, generally, you need a Makar for Shifka Karupa. That's exactly what I'm saying. Now, in light of that, so let's look briefly at the other problem, at the other issue. No, I mentioned yesterday the Ravid also, that the Ravid feels almost defensive about mentioning Gufan Mechlakin. You know, he adds it to the Rambam's formulation of Chassidus Ravid, even the Rambam of Shkagos already mentions it. It's almost as if, you know, they're very tentative about this halacha, for very good reason, because the principle of Shkagos, the principle of Pulos, is problematic in Gif Shivka Charufa, and therefore the fact that there is Gufa Mechlakim is a Chiddush HaTorah, And it needs to be emphasized. It needs to be underscored. Two things. Number one, what does Hela Mechad mean in the context of Shivka Karufa? So Rashi says that it refers to up to the point where there'll be a Chiyuv Karban. Meaning up to the point where there's Ohoda Elav Chataso and you're actually Chayiv to bring a Karban. Rabbeinu Gershom, and so again, all seems to say that Hela Mechad means like regular Hela Mechad until you know, or until you receive another Asra, in the case of Mezid, or in the case of Shogeg, until you know that it's Asra. So I think if you look at the Spas Emes in Krisus, so he's very bothered by this possibility. He says the idea that Hela Mechad in terms of Shgaga would apply to Shivka Charufa makes no sense. But it occurs to me that what you might say is that there's a, if there was a combination of Hela Mechad and different pu'ulos and gufin, right? Even if you didn't have the Xeris Akasu, that might be a way to be mechalek the meisin. In other words, there's another approach to take within Shukar Karufa. That is, that even though there aren't shkagos and there's a different way of splitting up meisim, right? This one chathos al meisim harbe. It could be that the difference when it comes to meisim, at least, is quantitative. It's not that we don't care how many independent pu'ulos you do in Shukar Karufa, as long as there aren't different mechayvim, in other words. The question is simply that in order to establish an independent meisim, Shukar Karufa, it takes more than it takes in other areas. So then the possibility that halamos could play a role in splitting up meisim, if you had some sort of combination, might work as well. And then you might say that the gufin mechlakin of Shivka Charufa is also based on meisim and not necessarily on mechayim. So that would be another approach to that. Okay. A third element in Shivka Charufa, just very quickly, is based on another consideration. The Gemara in a few places, the Mishnah on Tezayin and the discussion of the Gemara on, or I think Tezvav, in Krisos, considers the possibility that impact on others, right, the fact that there's the other partner is Musar, Benifrad, or you're Mechayev them, and then the discussion about Kotan, Ketana, and so on, that that plays a role in Gufun Lechlak. So it's just interesting to note that and it's not clear whether the Maskana, the Gemara accepts this. In other words, the Mishnah has this discussion about the relationship between Shabbos and Nida on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. When they say Kal v'chomer, if Nida, then certainly Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar says, not necessarily Kal v'chomer. After all, Nida, you have multiple onshin, people getting onshin, gram onish, and so on. And then also you have that same discussion when the Gemara is discussing the relationship between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. In a certain case, Choso, Shehi Achos Aviv, Achos Imo, right? But the relationship is between that and Gufin. And again, the Gemara discusses the possibility whether the difference is because it's Gufin or the difference is because there's more people who are as a result are being pulled into a Ma'is Aveira, and so on. It's not clear though, the Maskana, whether this factor exists or doesn't exist. But it's just interesting to note that the Rambam has a unique shita in Shivka Karufa, which is that the Katan would be chayv to bring a korban likashi yagdil. Our Rambam says this in both in Hukashkagos and Hukashisuraydiya. The Raida disagrees. Rabbi Chaim used to cite this Rambam to prove that Katan really has a ma'is aveira. Katan didn't have a ma'is aveira, then how can you bring a korban likashi yagdil in the case of Shivka Karufa? Of course, one could argue that it's a special halacha about Shivka Karufa. You know, we already, touched just the tip of the iceberg here. But clearly, Shivka Karufa has a different dinim, a different definition of what arayos is. Even, Shivka Zera, all sorts of question of Yeshua Kedarka, all sorts of differences in Shivka Karufa. So it's possible that this is a special halacha in Kata. And it's possible, the language of the Rambam at least, to say that the Mechayiv is the fact that someone else was made mechuyah. The fact that he pulled this other person in, or participated with another person contributing to their aveira, that's part of the mechayev of the karban. The whole idea of shivcha karuf, of course, is unique. Her onesh, his onesh are completely different. So the possibility that this isn't a good model for determining whether katan has or doesn't have a ma'isa there and call it Torah Kula is to be considered. And it's possible that the whole notion of gufin here is just different because of that. And for that reason, you need Xeris HaKasu, and it is unique. Namely, it isn't the ma'isa that applies to the katan. It's the fact of participating with or being responsible for, partially responsible for, enabling someone else's chiyuv malchus, that is what generates the karban here. So because of that, it's a different gufin than other gufin. Okay, let's move on to another report. And then we'll get back to, I also explained Tosis in Sanhedrin and the Shita Mekubetzes, the question of Nirva, Lezachar, Nirva, Lebehema, and also there's Binos, I haven't forgotten about that. So let's get through one or two other points quickly. The relationship between Gufin Mechlaken and Shemos Mechlaken. Dani? Shemos and Gufin? Are they the same? Are they equivalent? Is one better than the other? Which is better than the other? Is there any confusion on that point? First evidence, and then what you think about it. There's one Gemara quote, right? Of the Kingdom of Shulchan. There's one Gemara to quote, and there's another Gemara that sounds worth quoting. But as I mentioned the other day, what? Not really, because also there's the no. You're not going to be able to. Is maybe goofing, but it isn't shameless. Well, also there's the no. Yeah. Okay. Good. Right. Yeah. Well, the achos avin, achos o shiachos avin v'achos imo. Right. What is the relationship between achos o shiachos avin v'achos imo and gufin? Excellent. That's the Gemara in Krusos, where hes vavavra. Ari, there may be another one to quote. Maybe another Gemara to quote, but. Oh, in language, yes, but upon further exploration, no.
Gemara Tesvav?
No. This is the Gemara Tesvav. The Gemara Tesvav is the one to quote, I think. You have the one, do you have it in front of you, Dani? Do you have the Gemara Krisos? The other one that maybe you should quote, anybody? I mentioned it the other day. Shlomo? Brian? Yeah. The other one to maybe quote is Kedushin. Why?
The type of shemos that are dependent on who the woman was married to originally.
Almanas, Ruvain, Almanas, Shimon, Almanas, Levi. The Gemara calls it three shemos and three gufin, right? But in fact, upon further reflection, the Tosfos Rid makes the har already that.
It's really
yeah, it's not really three shemos. Three shemos means chelav and dam and dosar and pigol. But it doesn't mean Almanas Ruben, Almanas Shimon. It's just remarkable almost that the Gemara considers, but we'll have to explain what we mean, what the Gemara means by it. So although the Gemara sounds there as if it's talking about a relationship between Shemos and Gufin, in fact it isn't. Yeah.
The Gemara sounds this is a Dalit also. Not Dalit and Kusos.
Right, well that's what the Tosfos Rid compares it to. Right. The Tosfos Rid in Kedushin Ayin Zayin says it's just like the Gemara in Krisos about Shor Kesev, Shor Eiz, and so on. Namely, and frankly, that's even more differentiated probably than Almanas Ruben, Almanas Shimon, and Almanas Levi, one would have thought. But that's the equation that Tosfos Rid and Kedushin makes. Yeah, Ellie.
Is it also possible maybe to quote Tosfos Rid from Nami and Chulin?
Oh, that's interesting. The Miri says that in Chulin?
Chulin, okay, thanks.
Ah. Interesting. That's Gufin and Shemos. Wow. Okay, excellent. Because of that, because the order makes a difference?
Yeah, because
the main. Yeah, okay, very good. I'm going to say something similar, but I didn't know. That's very good. That's a very it's a very important theory. I wasn't familiar with it. Okay, very good. Okay, so let's get to the Gemara. You have it, Dan? Tetzvah Menal, just very quickly, the Shaka Natarya there. Wherever you are.
I'm leaving it in your...
You're a good judge. Where is it? The Gemara is trying to figure out what the Mishnah really wanted, right? Yeah, so what is this? One pu'ula, one woman, right? Multiple shekels, correct. Ma. So of course, this is just a terrific. That's why I like Greece so much. You know, the Gemara itself is just like a. Either you have to assume that one line didn't understand what the other line was talking about, which is not a good assumption to make. Or the legal formalism, the lumbus in the Gemara itself is just very 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 much on the surface, because the formulation of the question was, if there aren't goofin here, the shemos matter. And essentially, what he's saying is, goofin or machalik, so shemos or machalik, and you have to shake your head. Yeah, but that's the whole question about the relationship between shemos and goofin, right? Okay, go ahead, and then that's what Gemara is going to bring up. Ikal mifra. Yeah. Okay. Then the Gemara explains the case. We don't need to get into it. The later Gemara is the one I referred to a minute ago. And he asks the question from Hey Alamos and Helamecha, the other one. And in the end, he says, Ela emaho v'gufin mechlakim. So we'll get that Gemara. We'll get back to it in a minute. So the very suggestive Gemara, very suggestive language in the Gemara. So what would you say about this? So the Gemara really, in a nutshell, just that it's, again, you have to scratch your head a little bit, but basically the Gemara is saying, what is superior in chiluk katos, shemos or gufin? Correct? Is this what the Gemara sounds like? It doesn't know what it means from one line to the next. But clearly what we really are encountering is different perspectives from one line to the next on the significance of what gufin are. So basically, what it comes down to is, if gufin are ways of their strategies of dividing up maisa averas, so the Gemara makes a lot of sense. The Gemara just doesn't know which breaks up a maisa avera more. The legal difference, shemos, or the physical difference, gufin. You can make a strong case for either one. But if the question of if gufin is considered to be not just different pu'ulos, but different mechaibim, so what do you think, Eliezer? If gufin are mechaibim, does the Gemara, what do you think about the Gemara then?
It makes a lot of sense.
Which makes sense?
Oh, if
the kavachomer or the non-kavachomer?
If it works through mechaibim?
Yeah. That you could just that you could say Gufin yes and Shemos no. Yeah, exactly. In other words, Shemos has to be better than Gufin as Mechayim. But you can say Chelev and Dam are less different Mechayim than Ruven and Shimon. It's absurd. I can't say it. But as a way of breaking up Pahulos, one is physical, one is legal. It's hard to say which one is more effective. So that's a very important Shakamatari. What is the Maskana? Maskana is that both are Mechayim. So we just don't know. In the end of the day, when the Gemara says, we learned that Yisurim are Mechalkin, is it for the same reason that Gufin are Mechalkin? Just that you shouldn't think that Gufin are better, meaning it's all about Maisim and even Shemos are Mechalkin? Or, on the contrary, Shemos are Mechalkin, that's because of different Mechayim. It has nothing to do with Gufin. Gufin is Midin, Pulos, or Midin, something else. So that's less clear. Okay. But that's very, very important. By the same token, the next Gemara that I just read, the Gemara says, Modim, Rabbi Lazar says, just one more second. The Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar says that if you're Baal, Alarayos, Behelav Echad, the same person, not Gufin, right? The same Ishanida. So what's Halacha? According to Rabbi Eliezer, Chayiv Al Kalechos Viachas. Okay. Simcha? So Chayiv Al Kalechos Viachas. So number one, as we already noted, the Gemara has two deos about Rabbi Eliezer, right?
Whether it's just because it's
two pulos alone, or
Yishal
Arban, Nafkamina, is it only bios, or is it also Kotzar, Vekotzar, or Machalos Asuros, things of that sort, correct? So what do you make of that Machalokas within Rabbi Eliezer? As long as it's not ribui shir in the sense that I mentioned before, you're cutting one piece of chitin that is two grogoras worth. Okay, so even Rabbi Lezer will agree about that. But even cutting bevasachas, two grogoros bevasachas, is considered to be two averas, two maisin, two pulos. And two pulos are nafti milchayibu. If you say that dafka depends whether efshar la'arevos on bevasachas or not, so it shows that Rabbi Eliezer also thinks that it's possible to have a kefal amaisa, not just ribui shiur, but a kefal amaisa or a hemsheich amaisa. Okay. Now, when we say the chachamim are modeh, or Rabbi Eliezer, begufin mechlak, which is what the Gemara says. So it depends very much, then, on how you understand the word modeh. Right? Because if modeh means on his terms, meaning whatever Rabbi Eliezer says, chachamim agree with him. What do they argue with him? They argue with him about the strategy of what it takes to accomplish what Rabbi Eliezer thinks is accomplished in either Dvar Shef Shal Arvan or even Dvar Shef Shal Arev, but two different pu'ulas. And the Chachamim say, you're right about the principle, but you're wrong about the criterion. It's not true. You can't. That is considered kefel, veribui. But Lu Yitzuyar, we could come up with a way to break out of the pattern of kefal ribui, we would agree with you that different pulos, even if it's not different shkagos and not different mechaibim, modeh, we agree with you. So if modeh means that, and then gufin ends up being not mechaibim. If modeh just means we agree that there are cases that are chiluk, but on a completely different basis, for you, it's pa'ula, or even a strategy of maisim, if you want to say ma'arva, not ma'arva. That's not physical pool alone, but it's at least maisin, different maisin. More of a legal idea than pulos. Okay, but it's not chayvin, for sure. I'm not going to say that Helen Echad is different, same person. Helen Echad is a different chayiv, right? So as a result, what we mean by moda is something else. We mean chiluk chatos, but we don't mean the same principle. It also may depend on the formulation, because here you have two Gemaras, the two deos. Is it because the other person is also getting in trouble? Right? Or is it because of Guf Mechlokin? So what's that all about? So I mentioned before, it's if you talk about the person's impact on me, then you're talking potentially about a different experience or a different machayev. In other words, my Avera with X and my Avera with Y are different machayev. But if you talk about the impact that I had on them, rather than the impact, then the fact that they are partners and therefore that has impact on me, so likely what you're talking about is splitting the pa'ulos. So you can't say it's a repeat performance because in this case, A has to bring a korban or gets malchus, and in this case, B has to bring a korban and get malchus. So it's not the same thing, and it's not just more of the same. It's not a duplication either. By virtue of the fact that another party has been affected, that separates the pa'ulos, the ma'isin. If we were talking not about the gram onesh on the other person, but the fact that there's a partner, you know, it makes it different for me, then we might be talking about the chayim. So it's possible that the two formulations in the Gemara, whether it's gram, that's what the Gemara says, maybe it depends on Helamachon. Right, the Gemara's question, chamesh alamos, Helamachon, if it's uneven between the two parties, for one it's Helamachon, the other it's chamesh alamos. That's what the Gemara says, that's an afkamina. So again, in terms of the chayim, that factor is completely irrelevant. It doesn't become a different experience one way or another, you know, whether or not it's one or many halamos. It's an objective question. Right. So when the Gemara says gufin b'chlokin, maybe that's exactly what's going on. The Gemara says, originally the Gemara says modeh l'rab Elazar, they meant modeh literally, meaning it's one concept. Just that we draw the line in a different place. Rab Elazar is saying any physical pu'ula which is separate. Right? The only thing that's in the Rabbalazar, we're not sure of F Shalarev, EF Shalarev, fine, but the general idea is different pu'ulos. And the Chachamim say, we're modeh that different pu'ulos can do it, but one proviso. Namely, not just different pu'ulos. There has to be something that establishes that it's not a repeat or an additional. And what is that? The generating of a different onesh. But that depends, as I say, not on the impact on me, but my impact on that other person. So then, it's legitimate to say, Helamechot for me, Chamesh Alamos for them, and so on, and so forth. But then when the Gemara says, no, it's not Bidin that, it's Bidin go for Mechlokin. So then the point may be, it's no longer Modeh, or at least it's no longer Modeh in that sense. What we're saying now is, not just a way, a strategy to separate the Maisim. Different Mechaydim, Different Mechaibim. Moda in the case, not Moda in the concept. Okay. As I mentioned, the Sir Moshe Kaziz in the Rambam, so he says, maybe Rabbi Eliezer's concept of Yafshar L'Arba could echo for the Chachamim as well. Okay, we have it for Rabbi Eliezer. Again, he's trying to explain why it is that, according to the Rambam, there seems to be a difference between the Arayas of Behema and Machalos Asuros of Behema. So he says this idea of Rabbi Eliezer is a factor in the Rambam's distinction as well. Yeshal Arev or Efshal Arev. Perhaps. We'll see in a moment there might be another explanation of the Rambam. Okay. So let's get back to the problem of Behema now. Shkutim. So what are the Gemara? That's the Gemara in Tezvav of the base, right, that Ali mentioned before, but one of Shkutei Chotz. You have that in front of you? Yeah, Krisis. Shkutei Chutz and Nosa. Is that, I think it's Tatsuwa Mubez, right? Is it? Yeah, Ot Shol Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah. Okay.
Ot Shol Rabbi Kiva. Kiva is of Dallas.
No. For sure not. Am I wrong? Am I in the wrong
house? No.
None of that is ever happened. Oh. It's very fascinating. Again, these just Shaka Vatayas, even in the Mishnah, are just so so interesting. Okay. Anyway, so let's skip the Gemara, but this is the whole discussion. So the Gemara wants to know whether to compare Gufin in Shchitas in Shchutei Chutz and in Nosar to Tamchuyin of Rabbi Yeshua, right, or not. So Tamchuyin of Rabbi Yeshua, as we discussed, is not different Mechayvin, and it's certainly not different Shemos. The best you could get for Tamchuyin of Rabbi Yeshua is different Maisa. And even that's questionable. We could disagree with Rabbi Yeshua, as we noted, either because we think that that's not the Eid. We agree that that splits up Maisa, but we think that's not enough. It has to be Shemos or Shkakos. Or, more likely, if we were to agree that bison could be split up, we don't think that the culinary relevance of that any culinary relevance to Tamchuyin. There's culinary. The culinary difference of Tamchuyin is irrelevant, is a better way to say it. Yeah. Say that again?
It is by the Yiddish struggle, but the Yiddish struggle from a psychological as opposed to a halachic perspective. You don't necessarily need a halachic struggle, you just have a...
Why? I mean, you know it's... What?
It looks different.
And therefore? I mean, it's chelev, but it's pickled chelev or roasted chelev.
From my perspective, I'm more likely to make... To my mind, my chelev versus... pickled chelev versus roasted.
Oh, you mean the particular way that it's prepared is... responsible for misleading him into thinking that it's Shuman and not Chema? That's just a suggestion? If that's, I just have no clue whether that's true or not. But if it were to be true, then it would be a good point. No, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know whether the way that Chela, I barely know where the kitchen is. the chef Antoine, certainly not. So I'm saying I don't know. You're assuming that there's when it comes to chelev and Schumann, right? The way that it's prepared, might play a role in misleading it. Okay, I don't know what Schumann looks like, and I don't know what chelev looks like. I'm like Rebarth there. I'm happy to be in this company. Everybody knows the famous story. He said, this is the Heliga Korkovan. So, right, they didn't have those books in his time. We had to struggle through Chulin. They didn't have those, exceptional picture books. And, he was excited. So the point is, I maybe they have books now that show you what... I assume that there's no real... if you can mix up Chelev and Schumann, probably in one stage, you can probably mix it up in another stage just as well. You're assuming that less likely to mix Chelev and Schumann if it's kabush or mabushal or tzalui or and so on and so forth. That's what you're assuming. That's a practical assumption that you're making, which very well may be true. I can't believe it, but not out of knowledge, just out of it doesn't make sense to me if in one state, it's subject to being mixed up. I would assume the same thing would be true in another state. If it really is different, meaning you have to have other wrong information about the characteristic differences between Caleb and Schumann, if it's Tully or Kalbish or whatever, then what you're saying is very good. Could be true. So, I would say you have to find out if it's true. The burden is on you. It's too practical for it.
We'll charge you with that. You have to look up Pliny, or maybe one of those new. No, look up Pliny, but it's more fun to look up Pliny. But you can just go to the modern halachic picture books that are, you know, swamping the market, even as we speak. If it's true, then it's true, and there's nothing more to say. But I don't think it's. I'm assuming that it isn't true for the moment. It's factually true. If it's not factually true, then we're dealing with mice. Of course, the fact that, let me say it this way, that Rabbeinu Hananel and Ayin Aleph compares it to Malachas, and so on and so forth, the other, you know, like comparisons that were made, you know, point in a different direction. The fact that the Gemara here is comparing Gufin to Tamchuyim wouldn't make sense if that were true so much. Right? Because Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, or Sarah, Esther, and so on and so forth, right? Are no one is more or differently discernible as a Nachoso or an Arayos or Neshes Ish than the other. So the comparison to Tamchuy in this sugya and others would be strange if that were true. So your point is a point if it's true. The evidence, I think, physical and otherwise, and halachic, is that it's not true. So let's get back to our point. So this comparison works much better on a Meisim level. But the truth is, that makes sense to me anyway, because Shkutei Chutz and Nosar, if you're talking about Behema as opposed to Adam, then the likelihood of different Mechaibim is minimized anyway. We're talking about Cheftzas, basically. We're not talking about partners, Gavras, or different Pu'ulos, or experiences. And we're talking, the experience of this Nosar is different than that, the experience of this Shkutei Chutz is different than that. It's a Chetz, a fill in the blank, maybe Shkutei Chutz. That's the Yoda's, mind is working. Right? You said something about Shkutei Chutz? You were thinking about it. According to certain perspectives of Shkutei Chutz, maybe. If it isn't the Maisa alone, which is the Oser, but it's, you know, what could have been in the Mikdash and so on, and maybe. But even then, vis-a-vis what it is right now, Shkutei Chutz, I doubt it. It's a Chefza, it doesn't exist. Mechaibim, likely not. Tamchuyin? Like Tamchuyin? Different Maisim? If Tamchuyin can break it up, can different Cheftas of Behema break it up in terms of Pulos and Maisim? Maybe. Makes sense. The Rimigash in Shavuos, Dachot Beis on the Beis, compares a Nishba lo lachol te'enim v'anavim to Shnei Gufim, if Zvachim, that Shkutei Chutz are Shnei Gufim. He says, just like Shnei Zvachim are Shnei Gufim, so too, Teinim Anavim in the Shvua of being Nishba, Sheini Ochel, Teinim Anavim is as well. Now again, you have to understand, Teinim Anavim in one Shvua is one Sheini Tzer. It's an Isser Shvua, basically. Right? It's not different Mechayim, it's one Mechayiv. It's different Meisim, maybe. If Tamchuyin are Mechalkin, and therefore Shkutei Chutz is Mechalik, in other words, all of these comparisons make sense on a Meisim level, perhaps, if you draw the line there. They make no sense on a Mechayim level, I don't think. Shittim Kubetzes distinguishes between Osav Yezbeno and Nosar. By saying Osav Yezbeno, that affects the total behemoth. Nosar is just a little piece. Okay. That's, again, a quantitative chiluk. Lahalacha, most everybody paskins that Shkutei Chutz and Nosar are not gufim. The question is, are there any macholos asuros bebalei chayim? Any macholos asuros that are gufim? So that's where the Tosfos Rid comes into play. Tosfos Rid says, it's a big chiddush, and that is that only shkutim are mufka, but Balei Chayim, Behemos, Macholos Asuros, and Bios are Gufin Mechlok. That's the Chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. And the Tosfos Rid has a line, Mali Rava Adam, Mali Rava Behema, which Rabbi Kinegar takes him to task for. He says, what do you mean, Mali Rava Adam, Mali Rava Behema? Didn't the Gemara, didn't the Mishnah on Tezayim and Aleph and Krisa say that, you know, we're not sure whether Shabbosos are Kigufin and Behema is the same as Shabbosos. So obviously the Mishnah, even when it came to Arayas, thought that there might be a difference between Rava Adam and Rava Behema. Okay, but that's what Tosfos reads line. Mali Rava Adam, Mali Rava Behema. And not only that, even Machalos Asuras, if we're talking about ripping out Chela Menachai or Dam or Eva Menachai, there is Gufa Mechalek. Now, by the way, in theory, even within the Tosfos read, I could have been Mechalek between Eva Menachai, Dam Menachai, and Chela Menachai. Why? Abby? The Tosfos Rid isn't. Maybe. What's the difference between Chelav Menachai and Dam and Eber Menachai? You're right. Yeah, exactly. There's no such thing as chalos. There's no chalos shame of chelav menachai. It's chelav. And therefore, you might have argued that it doesn't matter whether it's menachai or not menachai. Eber menachai, dam menachai, is sensible because even though it's you know it's detached from the living animal, but it gets its status from being chai. So in theory, one could have said that Tosfos Rid is right about that. But he's not necessarily right about Chela Menachai. In any case, what's the basis of the Tosfos Rid, Avi? Of this whole idea? Chashivos. And is Chashivos a category that makes sense in terms of Mechaivim, or only in terms of P'ulas? Which would you think? Yeah, it's Davar Chashuv per se does not mean a separate Mechaiv. But what it does do is it says it's not a repeat performance. Because it has stature in its own right. It doesn't mean that everybody will agree that Kashivas is enough to split up Maisib, but it's a good, solid candidate to split up Maisib. So the fact that Tosfos Rid says that Heftzas of Macholos Asuros, just because they come from the Chai, not just, and it's like even Chela, because of Kashivas, work is all consistent. Basically, what he's saying is, yeah, what we're saying is that Shkutechutz and Nosar are like, they're like Tamquin, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we don't ask in that way, and fine. But if it could be a little more chashuv, a little more independent, the principle we would accept in Gufin. That's what Gufin is really about. So give me the chashivas of a Baal Chai, and that'll do it. And once you say that, then you can say Mali Rava Adam, Mali Rava Behema, perhaps. Especially if you want to say, you know what, when the Gemara discussed when the Mishnah discusses Shabbosos Kegufin, it says it depends on Behema. Maybe the Mishnah Gufa is mistapek about the nature of Gufin. Is Gufin about Mechaibim? Or is Gufin about Pulos? So when we conclude, let's say according to the Rambam, that Shabbosos is Kegufin, right? We're not saying Shabbosos is Kegufin in any reticent way. We're saying enthusiastically, meaning we're saying it depends what the nature of Gufin is. But if the nature of Gufin is Maisim and not Mechaivim, so then Mali Rava Adam, Mali Rava Behema. Maybe that's how Tosfos Rid learned it. The suffix in the Gemara Mishnah about Behema is a suffix about Gufin. But once that's resolved, then Mali Rava Adam, Mali Rava Behema. Okay. Either way, that's I think that works with Tosfos Rid. And then we can explain, we can answer Rabbi Kanega's question. The Mishnah Bella said, what about Shkutei Chutz? Is Shkutei Chutz any worse than Eber Menachai and Chelav Menachai and Dam Menachai? So again, if it was only Eber Menachai and Dam Menachai, I think we can answer the Mishnah Bella in Hilchos Shkagos' question easily. The answer is it is worse. With Chelav Menachai, I think it's more problematic, unless you say that the concept of Shkutei Chutz is the fact that it's Omed Lemisa. He relates to the Behema not as an animal, but as a, you know, as a karban, as something that is Omed Lishkot. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been an Isur Shkutei Chutz to begin with. So viewing it as a chatzushal carbon rather than as a live, viable animal with a, you know, golden future in front of it, is the difference. You rip out even chelev min achai, but the animal is still living. And you relate to it as davar sheyotze min achai. Whereas in shutei chutz, it's soon to be status as a carbon, which is kovei. But that's the Mishnah's problem. The Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah reis tzaniches raises a different question. Michael? Can you see it? Sam?
I don't remember.
Stop it. Eliezer? Son? Yoni? Let's say you do multiple gufin. See, if gufin are, if somebody surah bia, then of course there's no hechatimsi. The second you say what the Tosfos Rid says, which is that there can be gufin in chefzas, in machalas asuros, so what about eating many gufin bevasachas? So the Minchas Chinuch is mistapek, if you eat many gufin bevasachas, says after all, when it comes to shemos, what's the halacha? One maisa, one pula, many shemos? For each one. Shemos are mechlakim. Will we say gufin mechlakim the pu'ula achas? So he's mistopic about that. So I think, again, that works imperfectly to our discussion before about the relationship between shemos and gufin and the perspectives on gufin. In other words, if gufin are about pu'ulos and maisim, so you might say whether separate pu'ulos and with different chafzas, so those, the combination of those two things, the separate pu'ula, the separate chafza, is what makes it not a repeat performance or an additional performance, but an independent performance. But lo yitzuyar, you only have gufin, separate chafzas, but you have one pu'ula, maybe it isn't enough to spoil. But if gufin are about different mechayvim, that's the significance of gufin, then the comparison to shemos makes a lot of sense. It doesn't matter. And that, of course, brings us back to the point I made early in the year already. The Totzalas Chaim asked the question against Rashi. Right? Rashi said, and I am based on the base, that Kotza B'tochan, like Chelev Adam, but not really like Chelev Adam, but it's like Shnei Gufin. As I mentioned, the Totzalas Chaim says, according to Rashi, what will happen with Zomer B'tzarech L'Eitzim? Zomer B'tzarech L'Eitzim, which we'll get to, Chayiv Shtayim. Achas Mishum Kotzer, Achas Mishum Zoreya. But it's one Pa'ula. So if you hold that Zoreya and Kotzer are separate Shemos, so one Pu'ula is separate Shemos, you understand why you're Chayiv. But if you really hold that the Malachos are not Shemos, they're Gufin, so if they're Gufin, how can you be Chayiv Shtayim for one Pu'ula? So it seems again like the Tosfos Chaim is assuming that Gufin literally means different Chafzas. It's a little slightly different case here, but it means different Chafzas, different Maisim. Minchas Chinuch is a case of different Chafzas, one Maisa. The Tzotzas Chaim's case is one maisa, one chafza, or one pu'ula, one chafza, different halachic malachos. But again, if you say that the point is different mechaivim, different maisa averas, then of course there's room to answer Tzotzas Chaim's question. Yeah.
How is it that different than the case in the Gemara we have, also best to know, where you shech the two children, first thing you shech the father, where you end up also having two, basically one ma'asa.
Except that there, that one relates still to the same Iser. Here it's two malachos. That's the difference. But I think they are similar. I want to get back to that. I have to stop in like 2 minutes, so let me just get to that that point. But I think it is a good question. Okay. So let me just say about also the Benoah. I'll finish with that now. There also could be two dinim in Gufin, by the way, like what we said, especially if you have two makoros, one mechayv and one pu'ulos, and there could be that the Minchas Chinuch or Totzalas Chaim's type of nafkamina could be the difference. In other words, one pu'ula, but two Gufin, if it's a mechayvim type, then it'll be split, and if it's based on pu'ula, so maybe it's not enough. Okay. The Rambam himself, let me just say this, in the beginning of Perek Hei, Hilchos, Shkagos, and the beginning of Perek Vav, omits any mention of machalas asuras. For gufen. He has machalas asuras for shemos, but no machalas asuras for gufen. And surely that establishes that he doesn't believe it. In other words, the Rambam seems to disagree with Tosfos Rid. Even Eiver Menachai, even Dan Menachai, never mind Chelav Menachai, it would appear that Machalas Asuras doesn't have Gufen according to the Rambam. Okay. Question is why? So I mentioned Rav Moshe Kaziz before, that's what he was going on. Because you need Xeris HaKasav and you don't have it, because it's Efshar La'arev Osad Nevasachas, and even the Chachamim agree with the concept of Rabbi Eliezer, perhaps. But of course, what I'd like to suggest is a little different, and that is that the Rambam maybe holds that Gufin is Mechaibin. Why would I say that? Well, we already had that. The Rambam in Shabbos is Kegufin, and in Yom Shabbat Atayim. I mean, the Rambam explained in Nida, Parakei Alachahe, that Yom Shabbat Atayim is the equivalent of Gufin after explaining that each episode of Tumah is a separate Tumah. It's a separate Mechaib. And the Rambam, by doing what he did, namely Noteya, Zoreya, Mabrich, Zomer, right, in Yom Shabbat, a time of Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kegufin, again implied that we're dealing not only with the split of Maisim, but with the equivalent to Yom Shabbat, a time, which maybe, is about Mechaib. But it's more than that. The Rambam, in Perek Vav, Hilchos Shkagos has a very interesting formulation. Akiva, you picked up on it? Makes a very interesting comparison. Yeah. He compares, excellent, he compares Gufin Mukhlakin in Machalos Asuros to being Mishtachavet to six different or five different or three different Suros of Avodah Zarah. What's he saying with that?
This Rav Odazar clearly is not, it wouldn't intuitively compare it to Nosar or anything like that, where...
I would say even more. In Avodah Zarah, by definition, this is what we spoke of earlier, by definition we're dealing with a Cheftza, which has no stature and no status, and can't be a separate Mechayev. The whole point of Avodah Zarah is that we don't believe in it. So any object that you bow down to, and if you all bow down to six different objects, but there might be differences in the Avodah Zarah Kedarko, because just Lamaisa, Zari Kevin Lamarka, this Par Atzma, the Par, and what is it? That's based on the Hugei Ha'adam. But if you're talking about Mishtachabeh, one of the Avodos Pnim, so of course it doesn't make any difference. The whole point is that you're not being Mishtachabeh to the Rabbanu Shalom, and you're being Mishtachabeh Le'el Lo Yoshia, right, to something that is nothing. Something that is nothing, different somethings that are nothing, are not different somethings. They're just all nothings. Okay, so I hope I didn't use too many double negatives there. But the point is that if that's the case, what the Rambam is saying is that in order to qualify as Gufin, you need Mechaibin. You need Cheftzos that aren't just different Maisin, but there are different Mechaibin. So if that's the case, then we can also understand why the Rambam maybe distinguishes between also the Aspino and everything else. Why? I'm running out of time. Let me just say quickly, and then I'll just finish. And I take another 5 minutes on Sunday to finish this up. But remember, Sunday we start with Omer Mutter and Mudvaz and Rachel Mishlach, so try to be really prepared for that. But let me just say very quickly. In also the Aspino, there are really two perspectives that one can take. What Eli said before may be very relevant to this as well. I said the name of the Miri. One way to look at Osos Vino is that you have the preparatory stages, the setting of the table, and then you have a Maisa Avela. Right? In other words, if you do Shechita on the father, so then the Shechita on the son is a Maisa Avela. Or you do Shechita on the son, then you do Shechita on the father, and that's a Maisa Avela. One is the Hechsher, and the other one is the Maisa Avela. Or, that's not the Pshat Moshe Desbino. Also Desbino is a chalos of also Desbino. Meaning it's the fact that you were shechted both of these Yom Echa. Now of course when you shecht one, you haven't done half of also Desbino. Because you haven't done anything yet. But the point is that once you shecht both, then the also Desbino isn't just the second. It's Voy Muslim Afreya equally both. It's having wiped out this line. You know, I don't mean it from a zoological point of view. I'm just saying it that way. But whatever it is, the point is that it's also des beno v'yomecha. So the point is that even according to Sumchas, even when you just do one palula, because you killed the grandpa, you killed the grandchild, and now you move in and you, right, and you murder the son, the animal. So what you've done is you've created two chalos, also there's benos. It isn't really just, it is one pu'ula, but it's not really one, it's two meisim. You've created two pairs of also there's beno. And even if you don't paskel like Sumchas, the point is that at least according to the Chachamim, when you do also there's beno, you do the father, then you do one son, then you do the other son, the point is it isn't a repeat performance. Each pair is a different chalos, also there's beno. So if that's the case, it's a different mechayev in a sense. So for that reason, that answers, I think, Rabbi Kinegar's question against the Tosfos Reed and the Rambam. And that answers the problem we had in Tosfos before, namely, why in Oso there's no, you don't need a pasuk to teach a gufin. The point is, if there was ever a gufin, it would be in Oso there's no. And even the Rishonim who don't believe in Oso there's no for Shchutin or for Balei Chaim at all, like the Rambam, but nonetheless, there's going to be the equivalent of goofing. They don't call it goofing, actually. Gemara never calls it goofing. But it looks an awful lot like goofing. The answer is it's the ultimate goofing. Because that's what the chalos of also has to know is. So for that reason, it's understandable that it doesn't need a separate pasuk. That's what also has to know is. And therefore, it's not an exception to these. It's a good model for a certain perspective on goofing, which you almost never find in any other vein. What we need to discuss next time, I'm sorry I went so late, is Arayas and Amethyst very, very quickly. I still want to explain the Shittim Kubetzas line. Well, I'll tell you just one minute and then I'll repeat it. Shittim Kubetzas said, right, how could you explain Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael said that Nirva l'zochar, Nirva l'behema, Yechayiv achas, ayitz gufin, right? So he said, Shittim Kubetzas' answer was, since Rabbi Shmuel is Mechadesh, but there's only one Shem Yisr, so too, there's not going to be Gufin. So if Gufin means a way, a strategy of splitting my Saveras, that makes no sense on the surface. Because Rabbi Shmuel said something about Shemos Yisr, he didn't say anything about my Saveras. But if Gufin is also about Mechaivim, so then it works very well. What we're saying is, what's a bigger Mechaiv? The different Shemos or the different Gufin? Different shemos. But what did Rabbi Shmuel really say? Rabbi Shmuel said, even though it's a behema and it's an ish and it's an adam, it's really an isur klali of leya kadesh, which means the details are not important. It's your behavior. It's fill in the blanks. A certain kind of shchitut, a certain kind of immoral, depraved kind of behavior is also the details are not important. In other words, for the same reason that according to Rabbi Yishmael, there are no separate shemos here, even though you're dealing with what looks like two different things. There's not going to be different gufin either, because the gufin don't matter. What we've demonstrated is that there's no concept of separate mechaibim. That kind of depravity, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is a fill-in-the-blanks depravity. It's what you're doing that's important, not who you're doing it with, not the exact surah of what you're doing. All that becomes irrelevant. So for that reason, there's no gufin for the same reason that there's no shameless. Okay, just another point or two, and we'll wrap this up on Sunday, then we move on to Shkabbos. Definitional Shkabbos.